Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland on R&B Fridays. This morning show is thanks to the Capricorn Skin and Laser Centre. Queensland is the skin cancer capital of the world. This is why annual skin cancer checks are so important. Go and check them out today.
And Tim, we have got a huge 3 hours left of today's show.
Yes. Compared to the first minute that we are in right now, the next hours, 59 minutes.
We have been on air for an hour already, son.
Technically, yes. Legally, yes as well.
We're going to talk a little bit later on the show. I'm going to let you actually play the world's worst radio segment.
Hadi, if it was the world's worst radio segment, then the lovely listener from yesterday, whose name I've...
Karina.
Love you, babe. she wouldn't have backed us in, so now I am playing the game.
She only backed you in because she wants to win the prize.
It's probably going to become an hourly segment, and it's called Clickbait.
Absolutely won't become an hourly segment.
Radio game that this show will ever produce. Better than the pressure test.
I immediately regret letting you do this.
People want to play this more than the pressure test.
No,
I can guarantee it.
We will be playing the pressure test after 8 o'clock to play a real radio game.
If there's anyone left after winning all the $20. Why do you need $1,000 if you've already got 20?
20 Australian dollars.
Australian dollars, Jessica. Also, final day, because we want to send people to Hamilton Island to go and see the Endurance Series in a few weeks' time. But there is only one more day left to register before we make an announcement on Monday.
Hit.com.au is where you need to go to do that, Tim.
But, Jess, money. Money.
We've talked a lot about money.
The money that is makes the world go around, you could almost say.
Sure.
If you're sitting there thinking, look, I would like to earn more. I've got a job that you can do on top of already probably your full-time job.
Oh.
And you could make potentially an extra $90,000 a year.
Even me?
Even you. Anyone could do this.
So it takes no skill then?
Exactly. So make sure you don't go anywhere, because after this next song, I will tell you how you can make an extra $90,000 a year.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
$90,000 is a good amount of money to have.
I'd say it's more than both of us combined.
Like, let's just do a scenario. Hey, Jess, do you want $90,000?
Sure.
See? Everyone wants $90,000. And if you want to make some extra cash, I'm not saying that you need to quit your full-time job. If you want to earn an extra $90,000 a year, there's one simple way to do it, and you can still keep your clothes on.
Okay.
I need to stress that. But you might need to take your socks off.
Oh, no.
Because I want to introduce to you to the world of online foot fetishes.
No.
That has nothing to do with sexual activity. So it's just feet by themselves.
Okay.
So all you need to do essentially is start up an Instagram page and start promoting your feet. Then you can start selling those images to online buyers.
No way.
Known online very commonly as footboys.
Footboys. Wow. I don't even know where to begin with this.
The lucrative online economy of foot fetishes is massive.
Really?
Massive. From this article.
See, I'm a person who doesn't really like my feet, though. I've got, like, big ogre feet.
But, there might be someone out there that's exactly into your type of feet, no matter if you've got long toes, you've got short toes, you've got hairy toes, you've got anything. There's someone out there for you, and they could be giving you almost $90,000 a year just to send photos of just your feet. Nothing sus. Nothing sus.
I mean, there is something sus about someone buying pictures of your feet on the internet.
Nothing sus. Jess, all right, if you want to make... See, this is what makes me angry about people like you. There's probably people around Central Queensland just like you as well, compared to people like me who will do anything to make a buck. And then there's people like you that, oh, no, I don't want to put in any hard work.
It's hard work.
It's hard work I've got to do.
Is there any reason that you're telling me about this now? Is like, have you already launched your Instagram page? Yeah. Like, are you trying to promote it?
Footy Tim is... launching on Instagram if you want to find him. You can send some requests and I'll send you some photos of my feet. I can tell you my toe movement isn't as good as it used to be when
I was a child.
If
you're into hobbits, you're going to love Tim's feet.
All right. Yes, I am a hairy individual. But so as hairy. I said, there's something out there for everyone.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And unfortunately, Central Queensland, I've been trying to keep this from happening to our radio show for so long.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Karina called up the show and decided this was going to happen.
Yep. So essentially, I've been pitching for many months now some beautiful smart, engaging radio games for this show.
Okay.
And what's some of the games that I have been pitching have been just stone cold refused.
Terrible.
Not even given an opportunity to have a conversation. So I thought I'd address it on the show on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had a conversation where you gave me three tasks. You said, I need to pitch my radio segment.
Yep.
I need to receive backing for this radio segment.
Yep, from a listener.
And I also need to provide a prize because we will not, I cannot stress this enough, will not get on board with my idea.
No, they absolutely won't because it's a terrible idea. You have many ideas, my friend, but not all of them are fantastic.
I'm an ideas man. I'm Steve Jobs. But yesterday, Jess, what happened? Mm. I got the Stone Cold hat trick. 1, 2, 3. I got everything you needed for. I got Karina's backing.
Yep.
I've put up a prize, which is, of course, 20 Australian dollars.
Oh, my God. Can he do that?
He's a hero.
He is.
I mean, the only good part of that is that hopefully you will be losing $20 of your own money.
The funny thing is I've only got $5 in my wallet, so I will have to go to the bank if this game goes well. But the game that we will be playing in 4 minutes' time after this next song, it is called Clickbait.
Did you make an opener for the
game?
Mate,
why would I need to when...
I mean, because that's how we usually do things like this?
Yeah, I know. I ran out of time. But what I want to do right now, and what a moment to say this.
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16, for your chance to win 20 Australian dollars, current Australian $20, 13, 12, 16... Give us a call. Would you like to play Clickbait? We're already getting calls. Oh, all you have to do...
The phones are literally lighting up. I'm disappointed in you, Central Queensland.
I am going to be... I'll explain that. Essentially, you just got to guess who's clicking.
Yeah.
You get $20.
Yeah, no explanation needed. It's 13, a terrible
12,
game.
16. It's Tim and Jess.
Stop calling.
Jess, this has been 3 days of expectation, 3 days of pure waiting and brilliance and genius creativity on my part.
3 days of absolute garbage radio.
Yep. Jess, you sent me a task. You sent me 3 challenges. I've passed all 3. That means I get to play my radio game, which is called Clickbait.
Hasn't even made an opener. I mean, no. It's just disappointing on so many fronts.
The game is, all right, the game is, both of us will click for 5 seconds. No one will know who is clicking first and who is clicking second. I will decide as we go live, as we are right now.
Sure.
And the person on the phone, who happens to be Erin from Graysmere, she's the lucky, lucky listener that will be playing for... Give me a second.
$20 Australian dollars.
Oh, my God. Can he do that?
Yes.
He's a hero.
He is.
I used to have so much respect for you.
So we will take the clicks. And if she gets it, she wins that. It was meant to be bait, but I couldn't get any bait, so I'm just going to give her $20.
Sure.
But the whole point of this is a beautiful radio game. And if Erin likes it, you never know. We might bring it back every single week.
I will
week.
Participate today. I cannot guarantee this will ever happen again on radio.
Erin, we are ready. I hope you are ready. Number, person number one, click now. That was click number one. Here is click number two. All right, now, Erin, this is when things get into complete madness. Erin, can you talk us through your thoughts and your process of who you think, which one of those clicks was Jess?
They both sound very similar. Mm.
That's how clicking works, Erin. This is why this game is terrible.
All right, let us speak.
One was a lot louder than the other one.
Okay.
So I'm thinking you may be a bit stronger than Jess, so have a better clicking sound. So I'm going to say that Jess was the second click.
So you're thinking that Jess was the second click. All right. So
yes. So
you're thinking because of the loudness of the first click that it would have had to have been me because I'm a man and men are always stronger than women. Erin,
wow.
Is that, am I putting words in your mouth or is that exactly what you've said?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Erin, you've given him this power because you called the show.
Erin, so look, final opportunity. Was Jess click one or click two?
I'm going to stick with click number two.
Click number two. Well, Erin, I am delighted to tell you that you will not be winning
$20 Australian dollars.
Oh, my God. Can he do that?
He's a hero.
Erin, Jess was number one. I tried to be a bad clicker. so that you would, I would fool you. I won the game.
And how dare you think I don't have strong clicks, Erin? I am so insulted and hurt right now.
I'm so sorry that you didn't win this game, but I would like to have a conversation with you right now, just quickly. Do you love the game? Do you want to hear it each and every week?
Yes, awesome.
No, Erin.
Erin.
She didn't even win the money.
You know what, Erin? I'm going to give you the $20 anyway. Erin, stay, give us your, we're going to get your phone number. Stay there and we're going to get you the $20. We're going to play.
Now you're just paying her. This is a straight up bribe.
Yeah, because she, we're friends. Anyway, thanks for playing, Erin.
Thank you.
The worst game on Australian radio.
Excuse me, Erin loves it, and it is definitely coming back next week. You're welcome. You have just heard radio history.
Stop calling. We're not playing this game again.
The first ever live, and you witness history, the radio game of clickbait.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
But Jess, we need to have a serious conversation before we jump over to news, sport, and weather.
What's that?
Look, this is a real moment. This is like real things. It's genuinely upsetting me right now. So we just played clickbait, yep, which was a very successful game. Erin backed it.
Successful is a strong word.
And I said, all right, that's great. Do you want to try? We'll try and get it like legitimately sponsored in the song. Like in those just ads, I said, do you want to get it legitimately sponsored? And you said, absolutely. We'll not be playing that game again.
It's still a terrible game, Tim.
Yeah, but if someone...
I thought letting you play it once would get it out of your system.
No, it's not like riding a roller coaster. It's like, I'm still amped. I still want to do this.
And if
I
think... find a sponsor that wants to sponsor that terrible radio segment and put their name to it, then we'll do it for a month.
I want to start an online petition to get a backing, a massive backing, and if I get more than 50 people on board, 50 likes, 50 comments, whatever, then we are doing it and it will remain a staple of this radio program.
No. You need to find a sponsor. If you can get someone to pay for a prize, then we would run it for a month and then we are canning it forever. We are letting it go from radio in Australia forever.
It's like... I'm Usain Bolt. I've just won the gold medal and I'm like, I want to run it again. I want to run the 100 metres. And you're like, why? You've already done it. I want to win more gold. And this is exactly what we're going to be doing
here. You are no Usain Bolt.
How dare you? I'm pretty fast.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day to some human beings, to most human beings. And what would you say is the standard breakfast for someone here in central Queensland?
Probably some cereal, maybe some fruit. Oh,
pineapple and a 4X. And I think that a lot of people will be happy with what I'm about to share with everyone.
Right.
So you'd say cereal is pretty common as a breakfast.
I've only just started getting on the cereal bandwagon.
Some Special K.
I bought myself some Special K.
How lucky you. It should be Special J because that's your nickname. And
buddy, that's so lovely.
Not in the way you think. Anyway, I would like to reveal to you listening right now that pizza is the exact same equivalent, one slice, as eating cereal for breakfast when you count the calories.
I mean, I may as well throw my Special K in the bin right now.
Burn it. Burn it. Let's take it out onto the road and burn it in the streets because I'm going to be ordering pizza and having one slice for breakfast every single day. They're saying, look, this doctor, who is a registered dietitian, is saying that, look, it's not great for you, but also cereal's not great for you. So that's how she's trying to level it.
Right.
So it's almost, she's not really saying have pizza. Mm-hmm. It's don't have cereal.
Well, a lot of cereals are very sugary. It took me a while to find one that didn't have so much sugar in it.
Turns out Rice Bubbles aren't good for you.
Yeah.
I've been lied to my whole life.
Neither are
crack,
Cracker Pops.
Yeah, by Crack, Snapple and Pop. So you can all ship off back to the bin.
So does this doctor work for a proper medical centre or does he work for Pizza Hut?
I think it's Domino's. I'm not too sure. Because Pizza Hut's gone out of business, I believe, in Australia, haven't they?
They absolutely advertise with our station.
I respect your sponsorship and advertisement, Pizza Hut. Keep up the great work. But look, if you're listening right now, you've got kids in the car and they're saying, well, Mum, if Tim and Jess are saying we can have pizza for breakfast, surely we can.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yep.
That's the message I'm getting across right now.
Have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what I did when I was over in New York. Super healthy week.
Yeah. Like, yes, you feel a bit like, I don't know, dizzy and like your blood feels thick, like physically in your body
and
running
just
through.
Just grease sweating out of your pores 24/7.
All right. That's a condition. You need to see a doctor. Anyway.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Before we head off to news, I have to tell you about my girl, Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry is what she's known for.
Yes. She has made the biggest power play on Instagram, and I'm loving it.
All right, so can you describe to me first what a power play is for those of us playing at home that
okay,
might not know?
So she has decided, I mean, this is all very much speculation at this point, but she's decided.
Oh, Jess, don't come to me with a half story.
She wants to have Henry Cavill, who is the actor,
Superman.
Actor who plays Superman. And she went out, right? So fans have noticed on Instagram, she started following Henry Cavill on Instagram, and then 2 seconds later, she shared a post of her in white lingerie, and then she went back to Henry Cavill's Instagram and liked to his posts.
Okay.
Now, this is what we call a power play, Tim, where she has made him notice her by following him. Mm-hmm. He goes to click onto her profile. The last photo he sees is her looking banging, and then she goes and likes to his photos, which invites him to then like her photos, right?
Are
you following me?
Yes, I'm aware. It's basic bitchery, I believe they call it in the hood. But I think that also, how do you know, because like, he's super famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can stone cold guarantee he wouldn't have Instagram notifications on his phone because...
Buddy, it worked because only a mere few minutes later, he had followed her back, commented on her photo. This is awesome. Nice one, Miss Lovato. And then he'd liked a couple of her photos too. It is so on.
So it turns out.
It is so on.
So it turns out that not only is Superman's kryptonite, it's also white lingerie.
Yes.
I think that's my kryptonite as well.
And Demi Lovato's sitting back going, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I'm out here looking for revenge.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Tim, I don't want to bring you down on this beautiful Friday morning.
Sure, don't do it then. But let's go to the next song. Pow.
It may be a reason why your girlfriend might want to break up with you.
All right, please don't. I love you.
I mean, there's several reasons, but this is just one of them.
Okay.
It turns out there's a new dating trend term, which I know you hate these mm-hmm. immediately. Mm-hmm. It's called shave ducking, right? And it basically means that feeling which takes over when a person wonders if they're attracted to their partner or just attracted to their beard.
Okay, this is getting hurtful.
You've got a very big beard. It's beautiful. It's one of your best qualities. You've always had a very nice beard.
Because it hides my face. That's why it's a good quality.
And I think it was around this time last year that you shaved it off for the first time when you had a girlfriend.
So my girlfriend, for the first like 4 months of knowing each other, had never seen my chin.
Yeah.
And for Valentine's Day, I was like, surprise. And she literally told me so many swears and where to go.
And she was probably feeling this emotion, shave ducking. Am I attracted to this person or was I just attracted to his beard?
Yeah, because she doesn't really know the real me. She knows me mm-hmm. like on the inside, but not underneath, literally, underneath all this hair.
So I'm just wondering, does she love you?
Like, would she? It's almost worth calling her and seeing if she still would love me if I full-time didn't have a beard and was like a clean-skinned baby.
If you decided that that's it, I'm no longer having a beard on my face.
Yes. Is that a deal
breaker? Do
you
want to be with me?
Is that it? I'm sure there's people around central Queensland that are just like my girlfriend, but even probably longer than her, have never seen their partner's face.
Dude, I was with my ex for like a year and a half before I saw his chin, and he accidentally went to trim his beard with the clippers.
Can relate.
And just clipped too much. And then he had to shave the whole thing. And I looked at him. I was like, I don't know if we can do this anymore.
No.
Turned out he said that 6 months later to me for a different reason, but...
You shaved your beard off.
This is a real thing. Like, some people just... Like, that's a massive deal breaker for them.
You see me with my beard off once
or twice. I don't
like
it. I don't appreciate your chin.
You know how I know that I look better with a beard? When my own mother, my flesh and blood, raised me for the last 25 years, says, maybe don't shave anymore, Tim.
Yeah.
Maybe don't shave. All right, Mum, well, maybe don't come to Christmas anymore.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
But Tim, it turns out a short commute to work makes people so much happier.
See, I disagree genuinely.
Really?
Like, with all my different jobs I've ever done, I have quite a quick commute at the moment. For my last two jobs, it's only taken me about 5 to, I'd say, 15 minutes maximum. But at my old job, I was actually living in Sydney, and I was working in the CBD. And even though I only lived technically, if there was no traffic on the road, 15 minutes out of the city, it would take me sometimes between an hour and a half to actually get to work, either by buses and trains and things like that, or if I decided to drive in. So, but I enjoyed the time in the car because I could do phone calls because I had hands-free. So if I needed to get things done, I could get things done on the phone. So as well as just relaxing, listening to some music in the morning and just switching off. That's my moment where I get to listen to my favorite music and just chill out.
See, I used to have a really long commute to my previous job. And it was about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on traffic.
Yep.
It could be different every day. And that was so frustrating to me. And ever since I've had this job, I'm only 5 minutes away.
But then it depends on the person that you are, because you're like, and this isn't a bad thing, you're a pretty impatient person in some regards. Not a bad thing, not a bad thing, but you want things
Where's
to happen.
Where's the good thing in this?
Yeah, you got a nice smile. but you know what I'm saying? Like, you like things to happen quick and sharp. Whereas I'm pretty laid back. I enjoy sort of having those moments where I can listen to my music. Like this morning, I wanted to see how many Keith Urban songs it would take me to get to work. Two is the answer. I wanted to listen to more Keith Urban.
Well, it turns out this study, there are more people like me, Tim, that enjoy a short commute to work. And in fact,
I can understand
the study
that.
Shows that short commutes make people happier than people having adult cuddle time.
I aggressively disagree.
Well, I want to figure it out, especially here in Central Queensland. So many different commutes to work. Some would be very short. Some would be very long.
Well, people that are working in between Gladstone and Rockhampton or even some people that have to get out to Emerald every now and then, like or all the way down to sort of 1770 up to Yeppoon Way. Like Yeppoon to Rockhampton is quite a common trip for a lot of people.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. We want to find out the shortest commutes in Central Queensland. Just see if you're a happy person.
Yeah, we need to prove the study right or wrong. So give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We want to find the shortest commute in Central Queensland. But we have been talking on 13, 12, 16, short commutes around Central Queensland because, Jess, you're claiming that people are happier the shorter their commute to work from home.
Apparently, this survey has shown that short commutes make people happier than having sex.
See, I believe that the longer the commute, the more time you have to relax, get into your day. It's the thinking time. You go, what do I need to do today? Here's how I can plan it out. Or I can just relax and listen to some music.
My brain's not big, Tim. I don't need time to think.
Thank you. I will be saving that audio.
16 though, we have been asking who has the shortest commute in CQ, and we've got Nick from Gladstone. Nick, tell us about your short commute.
My short commute was my last job was two doors from work.
So how many meters are we talking? Like, did you walk to work every day?
Yes, about 15 meters to work, the front door to front door.
Tell you what, if you have like a Fitbit or a smartwatch, it wouldn't be
be cracking anywhere near 10,000 steps.
Counting the steps for the day.
No, definitely not.
So Nick, would you say then in your last job, how long's your commute now?
26 minutes.
So specific
26 minutes, 15 meters to 26 minutes. Were you happier in your last job?
Yes, I'd finish at 9 o'clock. I'd be home by 9:01.
Yeah. Well, mate, you're walking a bit slow, in my opinion. But I think, all right, yeah, well, that's good to know that you've experienced both sides of the seesaw there and that you're definitely falling hard on the left.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to have to move closer to your current job to make sure that you're a happier person from now on.
I'll take the advice. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
The original survey surveyed 3,000 people, Tim, but I think our survey of one really proves the statistic right.
100%. Technically.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Talking about vegans and veganism earlier on in the week, and now I would like to talk about PETA. Now, PETA is the animal group there. Stand for People of the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA.
Yeah, it's an animal
well
rights
known.
Group.
Yep, and PETA has sent a letter to a new television show, The Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that's on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
And they've said, look, obviously Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello and Michelangelo, the four turtles, one of the things they're very well known for, besides their karate, is that they are massive fans of pizza, right?
Right. They go out, they fight crime, they come back, have a slice.
PETA is saying that, look, turtles don't eat meat. Pretty much. They are suggesting to Nickelodeon, why don't you make the turtles? Because we don't want to take away the pizza from these hypothetical turtles. But why don't we just turn it into vegan pizza so that the people have a show and kids, because kids are becoming vegan friendly, why can't the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles be vegan friendly?
So PETA's beef,
they're worried about cannibalism.
With the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is that they're after fighting snack, is the most unrealistic thing about the show.
Yes, not that the giant rat is training them and that a man named Shredder wears a suit and doesn't get arrested by the police for all the murders and crimes that he does.
Or that there are a bunch of turtles that live in a sewer and talk English. Like, what? Peter, I think there's bigger issues in the world.
Yeah. But the thing is, the leader, Ms. Thompson of PETA, she's saying that I've got to believe that turtles will be willing to help save other animals' lives, so why would they be eating pepperoni?
Because it's delicious.
First of
all, have you ever had a vegan pizza? It's garbage.
No. First of all, what the hell is pepperoni made out of? Because that's not an animal that I'm aware of, the pepperonis.
Pepperoni is like a salami.
Yeah, all right. I wasn't born in Macedonia, so I apologize for not knowing that. I'm sorry, my friend. But I just think, look, actually, I'm all for it. I think, look, if you want to create an avenue, it's not even the real Ninja Turtles. It's like the Nickelodeon kids one.
Right.
Give it to them. Take it.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it going to affect your watching of this show
on
Nickelodeon?
Yes, it will. I will be, they have lost a listener.
Yes, a listener. You're watching the show wrong.
A watcher, I don't know.
Why are we talking? We definitely can't afford Foxtel.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.